ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back.
What up, H-Town? On an F Yeah Friday, that's F hyphen Yeah Friday, as the weather report is in, and it is not good. As I am glancing outside to see lots of rain falling on Granato's car, and I couldn't be happier that he's headed to the golf course. Because if there's anybody that needs to play golf like a drowned rat, it's John. Sean already highlighted his outfit, and it was pathetic. It looked like he was Gilligan on the SS Minnow. And now he's heading to an all-men's golf club. So if you guys want to hammer him on that, fire away. Barry is to my left. Nick is back in the studio. The usual suspects are all present and accounted for in some degree. Tyler, the Dallas Keuchel lookalike, is spinning the dials. Everybody here at Trailer Wheel and Frame, if you want to come see us, please do. Canino exit off of I-45 North. Right past Gallery Furniture. You can stop in, see us, see all the great deals that they have here for your truck, for your trailer. Barry, you got a truck. You can pick up some,
I do.
Some accessories.
Yeah.
One of those step-ups or something?
Actually, I need to just, like, replace the engine. Do they do that here?
I think they got
a thing?
They've got a couple of bays in back that they might be able
to hook me up.
Yeah, they could do the extended bay.
Okay.
Instead of, like, queen bay.
Yeah.
The queen bay, they could put your truck in there and try and give you a new motor.
I know we talked about this last time I was here, but I still haven't fixed it. But I bought some steps for my wife off
sure
of eBay.
Sure, they're for your wife. Yeah.
No, they were. Come on, man. I'm a grown man. I can get into a truck.
Yeah,
she's short. But I bought them off eBay. And the problem is I didn't read the instructions. And they're not for my truck. So, so they were for every year model except mine. And so,
which is always good.
Yeah, so like they're okay like on one side, but then as they move towards the front of the truck, they slant way down, so they look like I installed them wrong, but they're just not made for the truck. So basically, I look like an idiot driving around in my truck with steps that aren't for the truck. So I probably should rectify that here today because I know they have them here, right?
I believe they have just about everything. Looking around this place, if there's something that you need for your truck or your trailer, there is no other place that you need to look because they have everything.
They have tires here. I just saw that. That's crazy. Do they really do have everything?
I know this
here.
Is crazy, but the name is Trailer Wheel and Frame. Therefore, when they have wheels, where there are wheels, there are normally tires.
Touche, Joel.
Yes.
That was pretty dumb of me.
Where there's a wheel, there's a way. Let's put it that
all
way.
All right.
So now, we got that
now
going
I
for
wish
us.
You and Salisbury would have fought.
Yeah. And Barry, of course, was hoping that Sean and I were going to throw dukes
because
Salisbury got up with his two bad wheels and I was going to pull the chair out from under him. But I was a nice guy and warned him I was going to do it. And then he said, look, I'm not Barry Laminack.
Oh.
He goes, I will fight you. And I was like, okay, because I'm not Nick Sharara.
Ooh.
And he started dropping names like that. And
he
I
pretty
was like,
much named everybody.
Yeah, and I was like, including people that aren't at the station anymore. And I was just like, okay, so we got that going for us. I said, at the end of the day, really? And he's like, no, come on.
I'm not Joel Buschbaum. I'll fight you. Like, what?
Yeah. Like, rest in peace, Joel Buschbaum, by the way. But
Lamont's checking in. Do we haven't heard from Lamont on this show
long time
forever?
Because he's traded us for a lot of different places where he doesn't get nearly the information or the entertainment.
I thought maybe he had given up on us, but he was talking about the weather. Thank God that the Super Bowl was not 2 weeks late, and that's true. Everyone would have hated Houston.
But I even watched I told you this. I was watching the game, and after Atlanta got up so big, I thought, what just an absolute bummer for the city of Houston, who killed it. We talked to the mayor about it on Thursday night, how they just knocked it out of the park from start to finish. And then to have a clunker of a game would have just sucked.
Yeah, instead, it really would have.
Instead, you get the, what, can you say it now? Was it the greatest Super Bowl game?
It was definitely one of them. Yeah. I think there's no doubt. I mean, if you're going to make a list, it was top three, top five, wherever you put it amongst them. That's debatable, I think. But I think it was definitely one of them. The thing that drives me nuts is a lot of my friends on Facebook were taking credit for the greatness of the game. Like, see, that's what you get. Every Super Bowl should be in Houston. Look how great that game was. It's like, I don't think you guys know how football works. Like, the fact that it was in this city had nothing to do with it.
No.
You can thank poor coaching of the Falcons and great play.
Thank Kyle Shanahan,
by the Patriots.
Tom Brady, and one hell of a catch by Julian Edelman.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, but not Houston. I mean,
no.
Houston had nothing to do with it. Although we were hospitable and we were a great city and a great host.
I would have
nothing
still
to
loved
to
see the roof open. I know it was risky because there was still that chance of rain, but But I just think, you know, especially like, what's the use of having a flyover if you can't see it with the roof closed?
That's a great point.
Yeah.
That seemed just like a waste of a lot of jet fuel.
I had buddies that live in the neighborhood that were on Facebook going, I live three blocks. There was no flyover. I had people in the stadium going, yeah, there were. I was in the stands. I go, what does that do? Because you can't see anything.
Yeah, they just literally just showed a video of them flying over.
I saw it from the office. It was cool.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Yeah, just straight.
That does nothing.
Straight north.
That does nothing for anyone else.
45 north up. It was awesome to me, though.
Wow.
Tyler was able to see it. And then, you know, basically what they did was game op. It's game presentation. It's not even game ops anymore. They like to be upgraded to game presentation. Game presentation by the NFL just turned up the volume on a sound effect of a flyover, and it made everyone in the stadium believe that there were, like, four Air Force Thunderbirds or whatever flying over and there was nothing.
Isn't it the Blue Angels?
The Blue Angels are.
Are they doing flyovers now?
Well, Thunderbirds and Blue Angels, because the Thunderbirds are coming to the air show this year here. In the past, the Blue Angels used to come.
You a big air show fan?
Growing up in Milwaukee, on the lake, they had the air show like they have here. And every year when the Thunderbirds came to do the air show, it was like you didn't want to miss it because they practiced right over the water. And then you would get a spot kind of elevated on the lakefront, and it was badass.
Now,
to see those
I'm only asking this question. Mm-hmm. I'm not condoning it. Mm-hmm. But is it appropriate to want to go to the air show just for the wrecks, like watching NASCAR? Just for the wrecks?
It is not appropriate.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was just asking. I didn't know if that was.
I mean, there's been some pretty vicious ones over the years.
I know.
Yeah. Was there one? There was one here a few years ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All That's right. not good.
No, I didn't
but
know.
But when you're 87 years old and you still think you're the Red Baron and you want to start doing tricks in an airplane.
Is that what it was?
There was an older gentleman, I believe, that was still driving one of those. Or it's like
he probably not even allowed to drive his car, but they'll let him fly a plane.
Or it's one thing you have a 57 Chevy that you keep in mint condition. You're on the road, pal. You're not like thousands of feet above ground level trying to do spins and you know.
Look, I don't need my grandma or my grandpa
exactly.
at 87. I know they're not here anymore, but I know how bad of a driver both of them were. They don't need to be flying a plane.
That's not the Blue Angels. That's like the Blue
that's
Hair
the blue,
Club.
Yeah, that's the Blue Haired Angels. Yeah. That's what that is.
You don't want any part of that if you want to be on this planet longer than you've already been given. And if you're in your 80s, you're doing fine as it is. I would think a lawn chair on the side watching guys do what I used to do would have been perfect.
Yeah. Oh, I would think you would. I mean, in your heart weak already? You shouldn't be in a plane doing barrel rolls.
Yeah, it's just think, by the way, when you get to the status that you wish to achieve in comedic realm, someday maybe someone will tattoo your face on their ass.
Doubtful. I can't even get my wife to put her initials on her.
Oof, I didn't know where that was going, but thank God we went there.
Arm.
Thank God we went there.
I was
going
to say chest, but that was obviously never going to happen to begin with. But
instead of wearing, you just do it on your ring finger.
I've asked her about that too. She wants no part of that.
Yeah.
No,
I'm not a big tattoo guy. Hey, guess what? We got a full show for you today. Barry and I are here till 4, so please stop by. Again, we are at Trailer Wheel and Frame, I-45 in the Canino exit. Tyler's here. He'll be signing autographs like Dallas Keuchel. And we'll be meeting and greeting. We got plenty of food and beverage. JJ's here with Rudy's Barbecue. Can't ever miss that. There's nothing like getting some hot sausage in your hand. That's what the guy said, like Granado and Salisbury. But they have plenty to choose from there. Plenty of adult beverages and regular beverages, as well as our promo crew with T-shirts and DVDs and video games and all kinds of fun. So come say hi. Check in. Most of our regular listeners have checked in the last couple times we've been here. And we look forward to seeing and chatting it up with you. If not, 713-780-ESPN is the hotline that gets you to actually get in on the show via calls or text messages. And you can hit us up on Twitter till 4 at The Producer Nick back in the studio. At Barry is funny. And at Pac-Man Joel with a K. Until then, I want to tell you about Gallery Furniture right down the road from me right here at the Canino exit and I-45 North. Only at the Tidwell Parker exit is Gallery Furniture. Mattress Mack sitting at the front desk right now waiting to greet you. And they have a Houston-owned and operated shop with three locations centrally across the city that have one sole purpose, and that is to take care of all of your furniture and electronics needs. They have a phenomenal showroom. I said phenomenal, Barry, and I mean it because of the fact that they have American-made furniture, American-made dining room and living room furniture. They have two-for-one recliners, and they have Macapedic sleep sets. What is that, you ask? Well, it's the best sleep you're ever going to have. They start at $19.99, but you get an $800 Gallery Furniture gift card right off the top, and you can't beat that. Also, So if you want to kind of upgrade your man cave, because that's why people wouldn't come over to your house to watch the big game, they can do custom-made leather seating and special ordered upholstery furniture for your home theaters and your man cave. I'm telling you, whether you hit the one on Grand Parkway between Sugarland and Katy, or the Westheimer and Post Oak Galleria location, or the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker, no back order slips. You buy today, you get it tonight. Gallery furniture really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Barry, and Quick Nick, along with Tyler here on site as we are at Trailer Wheel and Frame at the Canino exit of I-45 North till 4 o'clock as we continue to roll along. If you want anything for your truck, trailer, or tires for your trailer, you can stop by. They've got everything
rub
here.
Rub it in, Joel. Rub it in.
Including the beautiful Ranch King trailer, which, in case you're doing any work like you like to do the gardening, you can put the fence up around it to keep everything inside of your trailer so it doesn't fall out when you're on the road.
That's way too manly for me.
And as Granado's been saying for years, you want a gooseneck dump, and who doesn't?
Yeah.
You can get that here.
I do like the sides, though. That would haul a lot of brush. As you know, I'm quite the skilled man with a chainsaw.
Yeah, as we've heard. You've been known to take off
my leg up
a skin sample,
yeah,
or two
from
the old get the old pull string on the
that was pretty good
chainsaw.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, that's about enough of that.
Is it?
Yeah.
So keep going. I hope Nick's recording all this. Nick, are you getting all that?
I am.
That's our new sounder.
Boy, I'll tell you what.
If I gotta go. Then your chainsaw has to follow
that. I find it kind of funny how certain the random things that do get saved in the sound
Nick's
archives.
Pretty random. Yeah, he is pretty
random. And other things that you're like, God, that would have been awesome. We still got that? No.
Yeah.
Didn't like that one. So I'm looking around at things going on, and I mentioned this leading into the break. I understand Patriots fans love their quarterback, okay?
Uh-huh.
But do you love him enough to tattoo him on your ass?
No.
And if, as you so astutely noticed, they not only put Tom Brady's full melon
You need to tweet that. That's crazy.
But they actually put the dimple on his chin.
Yeah. Which would have been, you could have saved ink by just finding a dimple on the ass and using that as the starting point for the chin and then make the face after that.
Right.
But they wasted ink by making the dimple there.
Yeah, and I don't, and nonetheless, it still baffles me why you would do that.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
It's very, very creepy to tattoo a man's face on your body that you don't know. Look, I get it if you're going to tattoo, like, Uncle Ralph or, you know, your grandpa or whatever.
On your shoulder or your bicep.
Yeah. You don't want to put Uncle Ralph on the ass.
No.
That's creepy. Tom Brady on a butt cheek?
Especially if Uncle Ralph was clean shaven and on your butt cheek, he so suddenly looks like Tyler. He's got the full facial hair all of a sudden. You're like, when did Ralph have a beard?
Uncle Ralph never had a goatee.
Yeah, where did that come from?
But I've never understood that. And I've said it before, I don't understand getting the team logos because they change. I get it. You support your team, and that's fine. But I would be too scared that they would change, and they do. Like, Tom Brady's going to get old, and so is this person who has his – hopefully this person's butt ages accordingly with Tom Brady. Otherwise, it's never going to look the same after that.
So the story goes Boston Barber and Tattoo Company had several visitors –
Wait. They're a barber and a tattoo company?
I guess
company?
So. It's more than a one-stop shop.
That's like, I saw this one store one time, and I don't remember the name of it, but they sold chicken, insurance, and did taxes. That's very similar to what that is. Just like,
see, I was going somewhere else, and then you said that, and then I just had to think about that for a second, because runs the gamut.
It was like Bobby's chicken, insurance, and tax forms.
Because at Boston Barber and Tattoo,
yeah,
your uncle can get clean shaven before he's put on your ass cheek and grows his beard back.
Indeed.
But Boston Barber and Tattoo Company had several visitors seeking tattoos on the day of the Patriots parade. One fan's request was far and above the weirdest of all.
He decided the night before he was getting this done, an employee said. It wasn't just spur of the moment. We had quite a few obnoxious people coming in intoxicated from the parade. He actually probably the most calm of them all and notated that he wanted Tom Brady on his left butt cheek. So what happens if Tom Brady's in the parking lot one day, right? And all the kids and everybody are running up for autographs and, hey, can I get a selfie? And all of a sudden the dude starts undoing his pants. And everybody's like, wow. Whoa, hey, what's going on? Tom, I got to show you how much I love you. And then he de-pants.
No. Mm-mm. Here's the thing about doing this as well. It's like I have, well, I'll just out. John Wessling named his kids after comedians. And one of his kids' names is Cosby. And so doing this, you walk a fine line because.
I would like to talk to you about naming your kid Cosby.
What if Tom Brady ends up being like a serial killer? Like, he's had the greatest cover of all time.
If Tom Brady becomes Darren Sharper.
Yes. And because you can't say it can't happen.
Right.
Because it has happened.
Right.
And what if that's him? Now you've got this dude, this serial killer, on your butt.
Easy to identify if he's a rapist.
You gotta
however.
Wait. If you're gonna get a tattoo of somebody, like early on, you know. Well, no, I'm not gonna use that analogy. I'll get in trouble. I don't want to get any letters. Forget it. But let's just say
letters?
Yeah,
people still write letters.
Yeah, emails. Let's just say you gotta wait till they die until you get their face tattooed because
the movie,
then they can't screw up.
You ever see the movie Porky's?
No, and then you know what their legacy is too after they're
exactly
dead.
Exactly.
See, because if
have I ever seen Porky's?
Yeah,
yeah. I think that was the second movie where I ever saw naked breast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. And with that though, part of the movie was that Paulie was identified because of the fact that he had a mole
on his thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if this guy ever gets in trouble. How do you identify the gentleman?
You definitely
it's Tom Brady on his ass cheek.
Yeah, you definitely can't go be streaking with that. You're not going to get away with it.
And I got to say, it's a pretty good likeness. There's no mistaking who it is.
Yeah, well, Tom Brady is an ass, so.
I like that part of it.
Hey, watch out.
Yeah, I like that one right there.
Hey-o. All right.
Yeah, and then if that isn't bad enough, then you dig up a story.
Yes.
Going from the ass to the ask you a question. Who the hell takes a dump on a bus?
Yeah, so there was this lady, apparently, who in Hong Kong, I think they said it was in Hong Kong. They're not really sure, but they think it was based off the look of the bus. But there was a lady on a bus who kept asking them to pull over and stop, and they wouldn't. And so she had to go so bad that it was an emergency. And she was actually, I think they said she was apologizing to the people on the bus. But she literally, right there in the aisle, just squatted and went number two. And people are recording it. And she's like, whatever, I got to go. Like, that's when it's desperate. Like, I was telling you guys off air, that concerns me about, like, when I'm on stage doing comedy. Like, I'm up there for 30 minutes. I have to really watch what I eat and when I eat. Because if the timing's bad, like, if I have Taco Bell at 5:30 and my show starts at 8 and I hit the stage at 8:15 and the Taco Bell decides to kick in at 8:15 and I'm on stage, I can't be doing like a 3-minute set and be like, uh-oh, I'm about to, yeah, I got to go. Like, you can't do that.
That's when you pad the brakes and you still can't stop the vehicle.
But why not just stay in a seat? Like, she's literally in the aisle. I'll tweet a link to this story. But she's literally in and out, and I think she's on her phone. Which, look, I get it. Everyone uses their phone. That's what phones were invented for. So you have something to do while you're pooping. I get it. I know. It's not convenience. It's to prevent boredom. But she's literally just squatting in a bus with her phone doing her thing. And people are recording it.
Yeah.
Pretty insane.
And what bus, well, I guess like city buses and school buses still don't have bathrooms on them.
Right,
but,
yeah, yeah.
I mean, all you got to do is pull the little wire and buzzer and say, I got to get off on the next corner. And I'm pretty sure there's some kind of business.
Yeah.
That's going to have to, Nick, they're going to have to allow them to use the restroom, correct?
I would imagine.
I don't think you have to, do you?
Nick and I had this conversation yesterday.
Okay.
Because I've seen signs that state that it's not a public restroom.
Well, she just made it
but,
one.
Yeah, but people... But Nick
now.
Said you isn't it the law, Nick, that they, if it's your if you're a business that they have to let you use the
yeah,
restroom?
You have to if it's like at a business, you have to keep your it's considered a public restroom and you have to make it available for those who want to use it.
Thank you. Nick Sciarra, attorney at law.
Right. Yeah.
Nick Sciarra,
the only
Esquire.
Reason why I would know
you've been wrong.
We specialize in restroom law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only because
I'm Nick Sciarra, the Texas Hammer.
I seen you in the bathroom when you weren't supposed to be there.
He does that.
Nailed him for $500.
Are they suing you for crapping on a bus? Call me Nick Sciarra. I'll get you out of that mess.
All right.
Damn it.
That's great, Nick.
Yeah, Nick. I mean, I go to the guy that knows.
Yeah. Nick's an expert in bathroom law.
Anything and anything and everything that has to do with law in public restrooms.
Just, for all just your bathroom up. Law needs, Nick Sciarra.
There's nothing like Nick Sciarra in front of the judge and jury. It's we got to get it done for you.
We got to get a commercial cut of Nick Sciarra, attorney at law.
So if the other guy is the Texas Hammer, what's Nick? The Texas Screwdriver? You been screwed!
The Texas Flusher.
Oh, I like this.
There you go. The Plunger.
You got to come up with
the
one.
The Texas Plunger.
Yeah.
Ooh. Nick Sciarra, the Texas Plunger.
Nailed it.
Nick, there's like your new Twitter handle, the Texas Plunger.
Yeah, look, everyone did so good yesterday with thanks, Joel. Maybe we should see what
hashtag
Nick's
Texas
lawyer
Plunger.
Name would be. Yeah, what's Nick's lawyer name? If what's his name is the Texas Hammer, who's Nick?
I think Nick is the Texas Plunger.
I think the Texas Plunger is going to be the leader in the clubhouse, but I'm sure our listeners can do well.
And by the way, don't kid yourself that it was just yesterday. Those things were still going last night. You were having more than enough fun with thanks, Joel.
Yeah.
Those things wouldn't stop.
You know what? I'll kick it off. I'm going to start with the Texas Idiot. That would be Nick's. No?
Nick, all that's right. Not nice.
Maybe not.
All right. See if he lets you host a show with him. Yeah, all right. Hey, we got plenty more show to get to, and we want to hear from you. Nick's monitoring the calls, so if you want to call in, 713-780-ESPN, or on that same number, 713-780-3776, you can text us, and we will get them, and we will talk about them. And we may even mention your name on the air if it's good enough. If not, we'll just ask you to tweet us because we're on Twitter till 4, as the customers here have heard way too much entertainment already, and we're only two segments in. So if you want to stop by, we are at Trailer Wheel and Frame on the Canino exit at I-45 North, and we've got much more show. We are ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Barry, and Tyler here at Trailer Wheel and Frame. Nick back behind the glass at the headquarters. As we roll on here from Trailer Wheel and Frame, Canino exit I-45 North. Tosh is here. Drew is here. The Fun and Games Department, they have all kinds of goodies for you. Adult beverages and regular beverages. JJ is kicking it on the internet while serving up Rudy's barbecue.
What video game do we have over there?
I knew you were going to take it home.
I want it so bad. What is it? W2K15? What?
We stay current around here, buddy.
What the hell?
Yeah, we are current.
Oh, sweet. We got a sweet-ass game of Pac-Man for everybody that comes. Pong. Do we have a copy of Pong?
You're popping the mic with the Pong.
Yeah, my bad. 2K15, huh?
Pockets. Right. It's raining outside, so you couldn't go pockets on us today with the Daisy Dukes. That would have drawn people in anyway.
If no one comes by, I'll take it home, the game. Don't worry.
He had to correct that right away. I'm talking the game, I meant. The game. Not Tosh. I'm talking about the game. My bad.
Yeah, my wife would not approve.
And then we get into the cats.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Hey, by the way, Lamont tweeted and said, okay, Barry is a middle-aged white man with a truck. I'm putting it at 69% he has truck nuts. False. That's not. Nope. I do not have those. I am an adult. Although if someone gave them to me, I would put them on the truck. But I'm not going to go buy them. Not
the bridge of your nose.
No.
Okay.
Not going to do it.
Okay. Just checking. Yesterday we had mentioned to you about one Draymond Green deciding to play doorbell, chime in, and have a take on the Oakley situation with the Knicks and James Dolan. He, surprisingly enough, has played Michael Jackson and moonwalked backwards trying to get out of this thing now. Of course he has. Whether it's Dre Day or Dre, it's Dre Day in his podcast. He retracts it but says he never said it. Well, that's the beauty of the internet. When you can go and listen to the podcast, you can be the judge yourself whether he said it or not. But he says, Number one, I never said James Dolan has a slave master mentality. I said when you look at something and someone is doing something for someone and all of a sudden they can't anymore, that falls under the slave mentality. I can't say James Dolan is a racist because I don't know James Dolan. Honestly, if he walked past me right now, I wouldn't know who he is.
Yeah, you know, when that came out, it had the feel of – it was episode two of his new podcast. And you just wonder if some of it was him just trying to drum up publicity.
This was Rob Dibble?
Yeah, just trying to drum up publicity. Yeah. And because now he's backtracking because – you know, again, he doesn't know the guy personally, and it's pretty serious if you start throwing those kind of accusations around or even talking like that. So I think it's probably the right thing to do if he didn't mean it. Now, if he meant it, then, yeah, stand by it and say it and say it with your chest and stick with it. And I'm all for that, too, mm-hmm. if that's how you feel, because that's, you know, that's an opinion. If that's how you think, then stick by it. But this kind of feels like it was a publicity stunt that maybe backfired a little bit on him. And he's backtracking a little bit, but maybe not. I don't know. I didn't listen to it. I just went off of what we read. But, you know, it just has that feel.
Nothing short of him during Media Day going and hinting but not saying, why don't you just go to www.dreday.com and listen to the podcast.
You can hear what I said, yeah.
And I promise you I didn't say it, but if I did, hey, make sure you subscribe and follow it weekly, and everything about your life will be better.
Whether you agree or disagree, just leave it in the comments section of the podcast. Yeah, that's exactly how that goes. A couple more.
They're bringing your coffin out right now.
Yeah. That's my comedy career they're carrying out right there.
Wow.
Couple more tweets. Rich Smith said, bro, that's wicked awesome, bro. Everyone in Boston said to the guy who got the tattoo.
Yep.
Yeah, that's probably true. I don't do a good Boston accent.
Wicked hard.
So I wasn't going to do it.
It was wicked hard.
We're getting some stuff for Nick's law firm. I'm Nick Sharara, the Texas dumper.
The Texas toilet tissue?
Yeah, we've got the Texas urinal.
Oh, Nick.
The Texas toilet tissue. And someone said, ran out of weed, damn it. Thanks, Joel. So that's
still a thing. Yeah, you know what's funny is I saw Mia Shea, who was having to cover the new Houston law that you're not going to go to jail if you get caught with 4 ounces or less of weed. Mm-hmm. And she put out on Twitter, hey, anybody want 4 bags of parsley that I had to use? Sure you did.
Who said that?
Mia Shea on channel, I think it's 13.
Is it Maya Shea?
What's
Maya?
Maya.
Because I was like, who is Mia? Maya, but she was, now, she had the parsley?
Yeah, because they were, yeah. So I'm saying, yeah, you're doing the story, and yeah, sure, it's parsley.
Oh, that's hilarious. Dude, that's funny.
Yeah, that wasn't on the salad bar. I can tell you that
exactly
right now, pal. But that was funny. Yeah, and by the way, now, Barry, they're bringing your coffin back in. But look. There's tires. More. They do have tires here.
They have tires. Can you believe
that? Trailer wheel and frame is doing some business.
I can't believe. Yeah, that's very busy. This is. It's very loud, too.
Yeah. Did you see Mario Williams got cut?
I did. Not surprised in the least.
Did not have a big year.
Nope.
Was paid a lot of money. But at the same time, two ex-Texans in the news with the Dolphins. Dolphins seem to be cleaning house, trying to clear cap space any way they can. They are planning, they cut Mario Williams, and they were going to cut Earl Mitchell, but they said that they are going to seek a trade for Earl Mitchell before they actually
Here's
part
the thing,
ways.
Though. Once you, unless he's got significant value, once you announce that you're going to cut the guy, then no. Now, I say that, and then somehow the Texans were able to salvage something for Matt Schaub, unbelievably. But, you know, once you announce it, people aren't going to willingly just
if I'm a general manager and I hear, you could have cut Earl Mitchell, and then you call me and go, hey, I'd like a second-round draft pick, and I'd like and I'd like you to just execute the plan of cutting him, and I'm going to pick him up free of charge and I don't have to worry about
it. Exactly. You're in a bad negotiating position now, kind of like the Cowboys with Romo. I mean, they know that they're going to be looking to cut him or get rid of him, and you know, unless there's a high demand, which right now there's – three, maybe four teams in the hunt for Romo.
We vowed we weren't going to talk about it.
But I'm just saying, that's an example.
But did you see the numbers? They have Vegas has come out with numbers. And the overwhelming, it's a plus 180, that, and head and shoulders above everybody, the Texans end up with Tony Romo. The closest is Denver at 3-1. And it goes from there.
Well, so there's two different odds, plus 180 and 3-1?
Yeah, plus 180 for the Texans.
That.
I don't either.
That confuses
but
me.
But the Texans are one at like a plus 181, and then everything is Denver 3-1. The Bears are up. I'll find the list for you.
Yeah.
But since we vowed to not talk about it, I wasn't going to, and then you went and brought
and
it up.
It.
And you screwed
and
me on
well,
that one.
Well, all right. What can I say? Cash me outside. I don't know.
How about that?
How about that?
How
did
about
you see?
That?
Did you see this chick is all Hollywood now? She's got
it's crazy.
She's got bodyguards. She apparently caught an
she
ass whooping by somebody.
She got her butt kicked.
Yeah, but she's got bodyguards, and she was. They said the other night she was like going around to where all the paparazzis go to and Hollywood at the different restaurants. Like you can't eat that much, girl. Like she went into like seven different restaurants just so the paparazzi would take pictures of her and talk to her. It's like, come on now. You had your 15 minutes.
Yeah,
you're
this
just,
is the
you're
new and improved version
now.
Of reality TV
yeah.
with Honey Boo Boo. Now you got How About
yeah,
That?
Yeah, she's
Did
just.
Did you see she was in a rap video?
No, I'm waiting for the porn video, though.
So
she's
she
definitely.
A, she
once she becomes
video,
of age, I'm almost positive
but she
it'll be her
the,
last grasp at fame.
She had, like, the ballin' not ballin' money clip where it was, like, a bunch of ones wrapped in a 20 and then a 100, and she's. Just making it rain with ones.
Oh, that's so sad.
With like 10
I'm telling
ones.
You, just like Octomom, once this girl is of age, her fame is going to be gone. Yep. And the last thing that she'll be able to cling to is soon as she turns 18, she'll do a porn and be like, look, I'm relevant again. Watch. You watch. This is sad, man. She's.
So she's, I don't get that. So where's she making it rain? At the arcade?
Yeah, because she's,
I mean,
like,
she's not exactly of age.
Yeah,
she was
like,
sitting
she,
on a car hood.
No,
she's
like 13.
Like
yeah, that's what I said.
It's ridiculous. I don't know. This is amazing that this is the world we live in where people like this become stars now. It's unbelievably
yeah.
sad.
Yeah.
And I'm jealous. But whatever. So I have an updated draft list that we can look at if you want to talk
okay.
sports.
And I do have the odds coming up on where Romo
okay.
will end up since we weren't going to talk
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, but I have a mock draft 4.0 from Pro Football Focus. And I have a feeling that everyone is going to be surprised at who they say the Texans would take with the 25th. Pick in the draft, and we can do that on the other
okay,
side.
There yeah. you go. We'll get to that in a whole lot more. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Trailer Wheel and Frame on 45 and West Canino. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Barry, Tyler, Tosh, and Drew, all sitting front and center at Trailer Wheel and Frame. Tosh is, of course, multitasking.
And the Texas Plunger back at the studio.
Yeah, the Texas Plunger is spinning the dials back at the studio. So everybody is front and center doing what they need to do. A man after Raheel's heart has just walked in with skinny sweats on. And everybody is rolling through Trailer
you know he
Wheel
can
and
hear
Train.
You, right?
Yeah, I know. It's all right.
Okay.
It's, yeah, no. it's a look.
I just want to see if there's an ass whooping that follows by either you or him. I just want the fight.
Yeah, you do.
Like, what's wrong
every
with that?
Time
why do
you
just
want the fight? All right, which one do you want to get to first? Do you want to get to.
You go first, because I think that's irrelevant, and then I think my follow up will be good.
See, here's the problem
after.
I got.
Okay.
When I went to find the story, now everybody's got it. And everybody's got different odds. So what's frustrating to me is the fact that everywhere I look for these odds, now they're changed. So it's safe to say that the two top front runners from a Vegas perspective are the Broncos and the Texans, 1-2, vice versa, depending on the polls you look at. But it is a situation where it's not going to go away. You're going to hear about it more rather than less. And it's going to continue to pop up because people want to talk about the fact that, look, you know, I was thinking about this the other night. If you're a diehard football fan, like most people are in this town, especially for the Texans, and you keep looking at your team and you know that you're all but doomed for the next year, mm-hmm. you know that regardless of whatever else happens, you still have 17 behind center or Tom Savage.
Yeah.
And you have that's not something that people want to accept. So you're looking for just any glimmer of hope, any chance. So you say there's a chance, any chance that you can get out from under that black cloud. And I think that's why the Romo thing's not going to go away.
Yeah, I think it got so bad. And I think that the Patriots game probably exacerbated it by everyone. If the Texans just had a decent quarterback, what, how would that game have gone? So yeah, you're probably right. I think it's never going to go away. The problem is there's only so many takes you can have on it before you're just repeating everything daily. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Odd Shark has Broncos, Texans, Bears, and Bills in that order. Other sites, as I go through them to give you guys the different, to show you what I mean by the different teams that have the different odds. It's just, CBS Sports has Broncos, Cowboys to keep him second, then Bears, Niners, Texans.
Okay.
So depending on who you look at, these odds are going to change. But the one that I saw first had the Texans like head and shoulders above everybody else, as and then the Broncos were second. So.
Okay. All right. So Pro Football Focus 4.0 mock draft. Miles Garrett still going number one to the Browns in their draft.
You see, he came out too and said, "Look, I will play for the Browns. I want to play for the Browns," because that video got
good for him. Yeah, that video got him in trouble. And they have the Niners second, taking Reuben Foster, linebacker from Alabama. Mitch Trubisky going third to the Chicago Bears. Jonathan Allen fourth, interior lineman for Bama on the defensive side of the ball, and all the way down at 25. You want to just take a guess at who you might think? Now, I teased it by saying you're going to be really surprised.
Okay.
So we know that they've been targeting an offensive tackle at that position in the past, right?
Uh-huh.
So let's take a shot, or you take a shot at who you think would be a wild pick for the Texans at 25.
Pat Mahomes.
You read the article, didn't you?
I did not.
You damn sure did.
You didn't send it to me.
That Pat Mahomes, you cheater.
I did not, because
totally
I'm trying to
cheated.
Think. I did not cheat.
This is crap, man.
I've heard Salisbury and other people talk about the fact that they think cheating. Pat Mahomes. But don't you think that's too high?
Yeah.
First round pick, Pat Mahomes.
It's a reach. It's definitely a reach. I think that you've already reached the last couple of years with all of the arms that you've brought in.
Yep.
From Hoyer to Mallett to you know, drafting Savage in the fourth round. I mean, everything you've done has been a reach at this position. And Pat Mahomes continues to be that if you take him in the first round. Sure up the offensive line, go out and get Romo, and wait for a franchise quarterback to come around that you may have a shot at trading up to get or trading for or signing or whatever. But I don't think Pat Mahomes is a franchise quarterback. And if you draft him in the first round, that's what you're saying he is.
Yeah, and then they're saying in the second round, I believe, J.J. Watt's brother T.J. could be a Texan, and they could play on the same defense. Because we need more commercials like that, because now instead of just his mom involved, we could get the Watt brothers along with Where's Waldo.
You would forever have a Chubb if that happened, wouldn't you?
Not me.
Two Wisconsin Badgers?
No.
Oh, my God, no. You totally would.
No, I'm just not.
I would never allow you to wear sweatpants on the show again.
I get tired of seeing him on TV so much. I do.
Me too.
But I'm saying, you know, with the Brock commercials that didn't work out, and because Vince is retiring, the Where's Waldo of Houston, Scott from HEB, we'll definitely make sure that he can put Mama Watt and the 2 Watts and have all the wattage he needs for another commercial.
Of course. Although I will say some of their ice cream is pretty fantastic. I'm not going to lie.
H-E-B.
Some of the H-E-B Creamy Creations ice cream, it's on point.
Not that you can have any right
yourself.
Now,
though. No, I can't.
No,
I'm getting
you're dieting.
Spelt.
You're getting in swimsuit season.
I'm getting spelt. I'm down to 195.
What were you?
212, January 8th.
That's a pretty good. That's a pretty good loss.
1 week of exercise the whole time. Hadn't been exercising. Just been sticking to it, man.
You need to start tweeting Richard.
You,
Richard on Twitter. You can start tweeting him.
No.
Get him on the program.
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
Something to do.
I don't know where you're going with this.
I'm just saying. Here's the other thing I was going to mention to you, because I found another poll that has the number one odds on Romo as he retires, which I don't think is going to happen. After that, the first team, the Miami Dolphins. That's what I'm worried about if I'm the Texans and I'm thinking I'm going to draft a quarterback. I hope it's not in the first round, but I'm going to draft a quarterback in the first 3 rounds, and I'm hoping one of the 4 that have been promoted as being a first-round pick can slide. Well, that's not going to happen if the 2 teams that I've heard about in the last 24 hours are actually interested in quarterbacks that I wouldn't think. Miami, because of Tannehill, I wouldn't think would be interested. Jacksonville, because Bortles is so questionable.
Yeah.
Is the other one.
Yeah.
And because if they are trying to, now that they've got a new coach and Tom Coughlin is in there, our guy Keenan McCardell is there, they're trying to turn over the entire program, that maybe they're done with Bortles. And then that hurts the Texans because now you don't know what quarterbacks are going to be available by the time they pick. And you, I think it's risky. The Texans need to draft for needs first. And I don't think that because you're stuck with Brock, I don't think they should waste a first on a quarterback unless a guy like Trubisky falls to them.
He won't.
Or yeah, Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson, you're right.
But I don't know, man. I mean, maybe it's just me. And again, I'm not a scout, dude. I base my opinions off what I see, what I read, you know, from intelligent scouts that do their homework. And I don't know that any of these guys are considered franchise quarterbacks.
Yeah.
You know, there's no Andrew Luck. There's none of that in this draft. And those are rare. I get it. But that's the whole point. I
mean, if there were, the top five guys would be constantly muddled about who's going to be one and two. Because, like last year, when you had Goff constantly being talked about with Carson Wentz and who's going to be one, who's going to be two. It's not even close.
Because a lot of times, you just don't know. Like, no one in their right minds would have said Dak Prescott whatever has been as good as he is.
Right.
And so, you know, do you take that chance? I mean, Tom Savage could have been Dak Prescott, fourth round pick. You just don't know. But I just feel like this franchise can't afford to start being like the Browns and chasing bad quarterbacks in the first round year after year because they don't have one. Because look what that's done to the Browns.
And here's the other thing. Think about it and take it a step further. Washington was sold. They had their franchise quarterback when they drafted RG3.
Yeah.
Who would have thought that their third round pick, Kirk Cousins,
yeah,
is in the market to make $24 million a year next year? And RG3 is going to be struggling
one of the first guys. Yeah, and he could be one of the first guys in a very long time to have been franchised 2 years. Had the franchise tag put on him 2 years in a row.
And that's a nice bump each year.
Boy, it's 120%.
Yep.
Yeah.
The second year.
So,
hey, right now I want to tell you about Houston Cans Cars for Kids program. It's an important program that is run by you, the people of Houston, Texas. There's a lot of kids out there that are looking for a second chance at an education and to do something with their lives, and they're a little short on the resources necessary to make sure that they can succeed. Well, that's where you come in. If you're looking around your house, your driveway, back in the field, and you've been thinking about getting rid of a clunker, working or not, and you don't know quite how to do it, and it's going to be a lot of time wasted, and you got to take out an ad. Now all you got to do is pick up the phone or get on your computer. You call 713-225-4226 or HoustonCarsForKids.com. You let them know what you got, and that's it. They come out with a tow truck. They fill out all the paperwork. They tow it away. They take it off your hands. They give you the paperwork, and they give you a tax deduction that's probably going to be at or more than what you would have gotten had you tried to sell it yourself. It's a fantastic program, and where it gets even better is once they get your vehicle, they turn it into resources that can be applied to the kids trying to get an education. That means book money, eyeglasses, bus fare, all the different things that kids need, even warm meals, so that they can concentrate on their schooling and make sure they get an education. It's all part of the Cars for Kids program, and it's all because you make it work. So as I said, 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. Let them know what you got. They'll come take it away, and always right off the car, not the kid.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
The IRS.